because we have people in the second century. The most famous is Irenaeus, who's writing around the year 180. And he makes it very clear there are four gospels, just four. There are others you can read in your own free time, but these are the four. Yes. And he says, why do we have four gospels? Because there are four corners of the earth.
Yeah, I always found that bit rather unpersuasive. But
Well, Irenaeus was the kind of guy who would use any argument on a Sunday, you know. So you're right. They're not persuasive. But it shows that at least by the year 180, he's actually trying to exclude things like the Gospel of Thomas. He doesn't want all these other gospels. He wants Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. And so the four gospels become kind of central. I don't mean to say that they won out, that there was no disagreement. There was certainly disagreement, and there were certainly, you know, places, maybe especially in Syria or the East or India, where the Gospel of Thomas was maybe the most famous gospel of all, because Thomas was supposed to be the apostle who took Christianity to India. Exactly. I mean, I've had students in my classes from India come up to me. They were Christians raised in India, and they would hear this and they'd say, "Well, but Thomas founded my church."
Wow.
You know, I'd say, "Well, yes, that's, well, you don't believe that?" Well, I said, probably not. But I said, I know it's an important thing for the Indian church.
Yeah. Gosh, that's extraordinary.
Just like Peter's, it's important for Catholics that Peter founded the church at Rome.